Artie's Time Warp.
Jonathan Pollard pleads guilty to espionage, and Ferris Bueller takes a day off. Join us for the music and memories from our feature month.
June 1986.
Artie's Time Warp.
Yeah. supposed to be. I wish that we could do it all again.
So many times, no, I could have told you. Losing you, it comes like a knife.
You're listening to Artie's Time Warp, and here's your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good.
Welcome to June of 1986, my musical family, as Bob Geldof is knighted for his work in organizing the Live Aid and other concerts, raising millions of dollars for the starving people in Africa. And Amnesty International stages a mega concert.
Standing beside you, there's a fever burning deep inside. Is there another in your memory? Do you think of that someone when you hear that special melody? I always stop and think of you, especially when the words of a love song touch the very heart. Sad songs to make you cry. Love songs often do. They can touch the heart of someone new. Saying I love you.
I love you.
I often wonder how it could be. You love me. Two hearts in perfect harmony. I'll count the hours until that day. A rhapsody plays, a melody for you and me. Until the moment that you give your love to me, you're the one I care for. Thank you.
Artie's Time Warp. Pop music with a twist of history. The best music on record.
In June of 1986, artificial heart recipient Murray Hayden dies in Louisville at age 59. I'm Not Rappaport and The Mystery of Edwin Drood are honored at the Tony Awards. Danielle Steele's romance novel, Wanderlust, is published. And the Rogers Commission releases its report on the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster.
Thank you.
taking a break before we return with much more from June of 1986.
Artie's Time Warp. Stay warped.